Hey guys, like, not even 2 minutes ago, I just got broken up with. I just decided that I'm just gonna drink and get myself off, because that's how I feel right now. Hopefully, this is my first time ever doing, like, naughty biz on on a recording, so hopefully it goes okay. Sorry. Let me get comfortable. So yeah, I just got broken up with. I'm just taking the thing off of my alcohol. I've got Mike's Hard Lemonade and some water to dilute it, but because I'm a hopeless lightweight. But yeah, so I'm literally just sitting on the bunk bed in my dorm, and I don't have a roommate, so I can't, like, talk to anybody, and I don't have any friends near here, so that's great. Yeah, this is just gonna be like, I'm so sorry about that, a ramble fab. It's gonna have to be relatively quick compared to what I'd like to do. I'd like to go for like 30 minutes, but my recording thing caps out at 15 per like one recording session, so I'll probably have to find something else. Tell me if there's any good, because I use my phone, if there's any good apps to record audios with that let you record longer audios, because I really need to figure that out. Okay, so having my first sip. Okay. Sit that down, and I guess I don't really know what to do. Okay, let me lay down. I gotta move you. I'm sorry. I am such a mess right now. But this is how we cope. We cope by making porn. but it's fine. Okay. I'm gonna just get my pants down real quick. I'm not wearing any underwear, so that's a thing. Because I just don't like wearing underwear when I go to sleep. Just fuck that. Like, and like as soon as I come home, the bra comes off, because I hate wearing that shit. Like, ugh, I hate it. I guess it might be because I haven't found a good bra yet, like one that actually fits me well. But it's because I gained a lot of weight, and my boobs have like grown two sizes recently, so I'm like, none of my bras fit except for one, and even that one is old and uncomfortable, so I'll have to go shopping for stuff. Man, I don't have any like lube or anything, and I don't like using spit as lube. I've heard that for other people that works, but like for me, it just ends up making it drier. Like if I try and like spit on my clit, then it'll just dry up and feel uncomfortable in like 2 seconds. I'm like, So yeah, I don't know if I'm doing it wrong, or maybe it's, I don't know. Okay, we're kind of getting into it, so. Sorry if I'm really quiet. I just repeated myself a bunch. I hate that. But sorry if I'm really quiet. I don't really. I've never done this with an audience before. But yeah. Actually, let me bring you guys closer. Can you, is there, I hope that's better. I just sort of have my phone on the pillow next to me. And I'm just slowly rubbing my clit now. I really wish I had a vibrator, like, it would make this shit so easier. So much easier. But I've gotten a lot better with my fingers in the past like few years, couple years, I guess. Because I've been alone. Oh, fuck. I don't know if I'll be able to come quick enough before the my recording thing just says no. Usually it takes me like 20, 30 minutes, but I like to edge for a little bit longer than that. Fuck, please get wet. Okay. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Let me take another sip. Hopefully, the alcohol should help me loosen up a bit. Right now, I'm just thinking about the possibility that someone out there is watching this, getting off with me, and I hope I can make this as enjoyable as possible for you guys. I didn't, we did with my ex, we didn't do anything like in bed, I guess. I don't know why, but I just wanted to wait for a while to get to know each other, but I guess that was too long for him, but I mean, it's fine. But it's not like I didn't want fucking universe only knows that if I could get fucked right now, I would just throw myself onto the first person that like propositioned me. That's probably not good, but Okay, the alcohol is starting to kick in. Okay. Okay. Now it feels a lot better. Gonna take another sip while I try not to cry. I'm sorry. This is probably so unsexy. By the way, if I do, usually when I do like eating or drinking sounds, I try to keep it, if I eat or drink during audio, I'll try to keep it as quiet as possible because I know that there are some people out there that have like, that are very, that makes like close up eating and drinking sounds make them very uncomfortable, and I understand that completely. I understand. But, let me just set this down. Okay. No, the witness is going away. Please come back. Please come back. Okay, that's good. Okay, that's good. That's good. Okay, that's good. Okay. Okay. Okay.